Sabbath blessing to all the dear brethren that are in the room and for those that are listening on the phone and on the radio or on the recording on the later date. We want to welcome each and every one of you, Sabbath blessing, on this blessed Sabbath, January 31st, 2015. This is lesson 113. We are still reading from Desire Ages. We are in chapter 23. The kingdom of God is at hand, and this is part 3. Before we begin our study, we will begin with opening song. It's taken from the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 1 through 2, and it sounds like this. I beseech you, dear poor brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye preserve your body, a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is God's good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Romans 12:1-2. If any one of the dear brethren, mommy, daddy, little ones, to have opening prayer, blah,
our Father, I thank you for the spirit that has led us for this day. I thank you for the spirit to wake us up this morning and have never said. Let us be able to understand right from wrong and be careful what we see what we do. Bring us lessons and work on our Christ's experience and bless us from this means we can serve. I pray you be able to keep it in our hearts and minds. Let us be faithful to our days and also be shielded from the devil's temptations. And I pray you be able to shield us also from this cold weather that is really starting and is freezing. Let us be able to help one another, love one another, and pray to see if one may be able to change from the evil ways.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And I would like to also add in the prayer that the Lord may bring healing upon the home of our dear Sister Cece, for Sister Cece and Sister Chantel and the household is going through a flu. So keep them in mind. Amen. The opening scripture to our study today is taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 24, verse 15 in the King James Version, and it reads, "When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, whose read it, let him understand." This week, boys and girls, we will begin with part 3. Sorry, we will end with part 3 in our lesson entitled, "The Kingdom of God is at Hand," of our storybook, The Sigh of Ages. If any one of the dear family would like to continue the following verses, Pabula.
Luke 24, chapter 27, verse. "And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself." Amen.
1 Peter 1, verse 11. "Searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, did signify, when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow." And Revelation 1:3, "Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand."
Revelation 1:3, "Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand." Amen.
Amos, third chapter, 7th verse. "Surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he revealeth his secret unto his servants, the prophet." Amen.
Deuteronomy 29:29. The secret things belong unto the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law.
Daniel chapter 12, 4th verse. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end. Many should run to and fro, and knowledge should be increased. Amen.
Amen. And continuing, Daniel 12:10, many shall be purified and made white in tribe, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. Amen.
Luke 21:31. So likewise, ye, when ye see these things come to pass, know ye that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand. Luke 21:34. And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this.
Luke 21:36. KJV. Watch ye therefore, and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man.
1 Thessalonians 5:4. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that that day should overtake you as a thief. 1 Thessalonians 5:5. Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness.
1 Thessalonians 5:6. Therefore, let us not sleep, as do others, but let us watch and be sober. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Today, dear ones, we will cover pages 234 to 235. Welcome to all the dear families that are coming in the room. We are reading from Desire of Ages. We are in page 234. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following paragraph, bubble up.
We are reading from Desire of Ages, page 234. The time of Christ is coming, his anointing by the Holy Spirit, his death, and the giving of the gospel to the Gentiles were definitely pointed out. It was the privilege of the Jewish people to understand these prophecies and to recognize their fulfillment in the mission of Jesus. Christ urged upon his disciples the importance of the prophetic study, referring to the prophecy given to Daniel in regard to the time.
Desire of Ages, page 234. He said, "Whoso readeth, let him understand." Matthew 24:15. After his resurrection, he explained to disciples and all the prophets the things concerning himself. Luke 24:27. Christ, which was in them, testified beforehand the suffering of Christ and the glory that should follow. 1 Peter 1:11.
Question, boys and girls, what was it the privilege of the Jewish people to understand and to recognize? And what did Christ urge upon his disciples? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, babala.
The answer is the prophecies pointed out of the time of Christ's coming, his anointing by the Holy Spirit, his death and the giving of the gospel to the Gentiles, and their fulfillment in the mission of Jesus, and the importance of prophetic study.
Desire of Ages, page 234. It was Gabriel, the angel next in rank to the Son of God, who came with a divine message to Daniel. It was Gabriel, his angel, whom Christ sent to open the future to the beloved John, and a blessing is pronounced on those who read and hear the words of the prophecy.
Question, boys and girls, who was the angel next in rank to the Son of God that came with the divine message to Daniel and John? And to whom did the Lord God reveal his secrets to? If you have the answer to this question, dear ones, blah, blah, blah.
The answer is It was Gabriel, his angel, who Christ sent to open the future, and unto his servant the prophet, while the secret things belong unto the Lord our God. Those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So let's learn a beautiful scripture song, dear ones, from the book of Amos. And our dear sister Lynn will be playing the song for us. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. We are still reading from a book, The Sigh of Ages. We are on page 234. Bubble up, dear ones.
The Sigh of Ages, page 234. As the message of Christ's first advent announced, the kingdom of his, this is the kingdom of his glory. And the second message, like the first, is based on the prophecies. The words of the angel to Daniel relating to the last days were to be understood in the time of the end. At that time, many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. The wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. Daniel 12:4-10.
The Sigh of Ages, page 236. The Savior himself has given signs of his coming, and he says, when he sees these things come to pass, know ye that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand. And take heed to yourself, lest at any time your heart be overcharged with the thinking and drunkenness and fear of this life, and so that today come upon your unworthy. Watch ye, dear Lord, and pray always that he may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Amen. Luke 21, verses 31, 34, and 36. Amen. The Sigh of Ages, 234, paragraph 4. And next to the slide, is when ye see these things come to pass, know ye that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand. Don't sleep. We can fall asleep spiritually if we allow other things to distract us from the reality of God and His kingdom. The Lord knows our struggles, weakness, and shortcomings, and He assures us that we do not need to carry our burden alone, nor sorrow without His help. He is always very present and ready to give us whatsoever guides and help we need to fight the temptation, to stay the course which He has set forth for us. But there is one thing He does not tolerate: indifference and attitudes of not caring and doing nothing. But watch at all times. Luke 21:36.
Amen. Praise the Lord. As you can see, the Lord has left us instruction to be always watchful and prayerful in these times. Even when you see the different changes in weather or the calamities in air and land, just remember, watch and pray that we may be able not to fall into the deceptions and the darkness and the wiles of the enemy of this time. So question, boys and girls, what messages has Christ's first and second advent announced of His kingdom? And what has the Savior Himself said and give sign of His coming? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, blah, blah, blah.
The answer is Christ's first advent announced the kingdom of His grace. His second advent announced the kingdom of His glory. Like the first, it's based on the prophecy. And He said, when ye see these things come to pass, know ye that the kingdom of God is at hand. Amen.
Desire of Ages, page 235. We have reached the period foretold in these scriptures. The time of the end is come. The vision of the prophets are unsealed, and their solemn warning points us to our Lord's coming in glory as near at hand. Desire of Ages, page 235, paragraph 1. The Jews misinterpret and misapply the word of God, and they knew not the time of their visitation. The years of the ministry of Christ and his apostles, the precious last years of grace to the chosen people.
Desire of Ages, page 235. They spent in plotting the destruction of the Lord's messengers. Earthly ambitions absorbed them, and the offer of the spiritual kingdom came to them in vain. So today the kingdom of this world absorbs men's thoughts, and they take no note of the rapidly fulfilling prophecies and the tokens of the swift coming kingdom of God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Christian boys and girls, have we reached the period foretold in the scriptures today? And how will many today repeat what the Jews' faith did if they do what with the word of God? If you have the answer to this question, dear ones, blah, blah, blah.
Yes, the time of the end is come. The visions of the prophets are unsealed, and their solemn warnings point us to our Lord's coming in glory as near at hand. And they misinterpreted and misapplied it, knowing not the time of their visitation.
Desire of Ages, page 235. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. While we are not to know the hour of our Lord's return, we may know when it is near. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 4 through 6. And on the side it says, the night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls, what should we avoid becoming that the day will not overtake us as a thief? And what type of children should we be? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, blah, blah, blah.
Answer is not being in the darkness or the night, and we should be the children of light and the children of day. To watch and be sober, therefore, let us not sleep, so we may know when Christ coming is near. Amen.
Amen. So let's learn a beautiful song, dear ones, about how to live as children of the light. And Brother Joshua will be the one sharing this song. Bubble up, dear ones.
Live as children of light, find out what pleases the Lord. Live as children of light, find out what pleases the Lord. For the fruit of light consists in all goodness and righteousness. So live as children of the light, find out what pleases the Lord. Peer pressure, they call it peer pressure. You know what's right to do, but the crowd keeps pushing you. Peer pressure, when you feel peer pressure, remember what God said to do. Live as children of light, find out what pleases the Lord. Live as children of the light, find out what pleases the Lord. For the fruit of light consists in all goodness and righteousness. So live as children of the light, find out what pleases the Lord. Live as children of the light, find out what pleases the Lord. Live as children of the light, find out what pleases the Lord. Find out what pleases the Lord.
Amen. Just remember, dear ones, if we want to be children of the light, we have to find out what pleases the Lord. In order for us to please the Lord, we must read the instructions that He had left us in the book, that He can also open up the secrets of these last days by studying the scriptures. So gather all the little ones, dear one. We have come to the ending of the first part of our study, and it's story time. Our dear brother Dick will be the one to be narrating our section. Our study is inspired by the Lord for the precious little jewels. Our book selection is entitled Sons and Daughters of God.
Good morning, boys and girls. The story goes, howbeit. That means nevertheless or although. Howbeit, when the Spirit of truth is come, He will guide you into all truth. For He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak, and He will show you things to come. Am I coming through all right? Okay. Every servant of God is to be guided by the Holy Spirit. We are God's servants. We are to have the Holy Spirit guide us. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. Our paths, however rugged it may be, is marked out for us by the Lord, and in it we must walk. Christ has made provision, or made it possible, that His church shall be transformed, a transformed body or group of people, illuminated, that means enlightened or given knowledge, with the light of heaven, possessing the glory of Emmanuel. Emmanuel is another name for Jesus. It is His purpose that every Christian shall be surrounded with a spiritual atmosphere of light and peace. Atmosphere is like the air around our world, but a spiritual atmosphere is a heavenly presence or influence. There is no limit to the usefulness of one who, putting self aside, makes room for the working of the Holy Spirit upon his heart and lives a life wholly consecrated to God. To us today, as verily as to the first disciples, the promise of the Spirit belongs. God will today endow or give men and women power from above, as He endowed or gave those who on the day of Pentecost heard the word of salvation. Pentecost is when the Holy Spirit descended on the disciples after Jesus went back to heaven. At this very hour, His Spirit and His grace are for all who need them and will take time, take Him at His word. Teach your children that it is their privilege to receive every day the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Those who are under the influence of the Spirit of God will not be fanatical, but calm and steadfast, free from extravagance in thought. One who has big ideas is extravagant in word. One who might talk a lot, extravagant in deeds. One who does things to show off. Amid the confusion and delusive doctrines, now delusive doctrines are false doctrines or false teachings, the Spirit of God will be a guide and a shield. A shield is for protection. To those who have not resisted the evidence of truth, silencing every other voice but that which comes from Him who is truth, as Jesus. A holy influence is to go forth to the world from those who are sanctified through the truth. The Holy Spirit is to work on human hearts, taking the things of God and showing them to men. That's Sons and Daughters, page 29. Howbeit means nevertheless or although, howbeit, when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth. For He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak, and He will show you things to come. John 16:13. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear brethren. Next week, we will begin a new chapter of our study entitled, Is Not This the Carpenter's Son? In our lesson book, Desire of Ages, we have come to the ending of our study. We would like to ask any one of the mommies or daddies or little ones to have closing prayer. Babula. Can we kneel as possible before we go before the Lord? Righteous and Heavenly Father, as we come before Thee, Lord, to give You thanks and praises on this blessed Sabbath. Dear Father, we are asking that You may be able to consider our generation to be able to teach us the things that we ought to know for the preparation of Your second coming. Father, I pray, dear Lord, that You may enlighten every home of any one of Your brethren that are here in this room and also those that are around the world, that they may sit with their children. And let them be able to open up the prophecies for these days, that they may have a sure foundation to know that the same God that was in the old and also that delivered His people in all the generation in the past is the same God we have today. That they are living in a very exciting time, Father, for they were brought to be in a place of such a time as this, to be able to behold all the wonders of the working of the power of our God. Father, I pray for the little ones that they may be able to also take the love of Christ, search the scripture in their little hearts, the Holy Spirit and heavenly angel will be around them to be able to impress their heart, to draw closer and closer, especially in these times. Father, I also pray that the family may pay very much attention to all the lessons that will be shared during these past days and even during the week, Father Jesus, that they may be able to be nearer and closer to their Divine Father. I pray, dear Lord, also that we may all take initiative to set our house right, to be able to gather our children, to let them be more aware of what is going on in the heavenly court, that they may be prepared for these days. Father, forgive us for our sins and our iniquity. Forgive us for our indifference, Father Jesus, for not allowing You to do the work that needs to be done for such a time as this. Father, remember all our brethren in the front line, especially those missionaries that are in remote places, Father.
I also pray for all of the ills and those that are afflicted with diseases. And also, Lord Jesus, we ask him that you may give us the knowledge and the understanding of how to take care of our bodies in days like these. Father, we thank you and we love you. May you continue being with us for the rest of the Sabbath day and also in the rest of the week. Forgive me also for my sins and my iniquity and my shortcoming, dear Savior. Do not allow my unrighteousness be able to block this prayer from going before thee. We thank you for everything that you have done, for you have done marvelous work in all our lives. May you continue, Father Jesus, helping us so we can be able to keep beholding and be trying to be able to become transformed into your likeness is my prayer this day. In Jesus' precious and holy name, amen.
Next Sabbath, dear ones, that will be held on February 7, 2015, we will begin a new chapter, and that is chapter 24, entitled, Is Not This the Carpenter's Son? We hope and pray that all of you were blessed during this chapter, and by God's grace, go back and dig in, that it will be able to help with the sermons that is being shared with us every Saturday. We have prepared also activity for the whole family to enjoy. We hope and pray that you may continue in your study, and God bless each and every one of you all. In Jesus' name, have a blessed Sabbath.